This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A federal grand jury in Florida indicted former President Donald Trump over his retention of sensitive government documents after he left the White House. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports on some early reactions.
While Republicans accuse the federal government of political persecution, House Democrats say Donald Trump's indictment is an affirmation of the U.S. justice system. Representative Adam Schiff tweets that Trump should be treated like any other lawbreaker. Representative Jerry Nadler of New York says he's grateful to live in a nation where no man is above the law. Meanwhile, Representative Jamie Raskin, who is House manager for Trump's second impeachment, says the indictment indicates that Trump pursued a lawless agenda that put national security in grave danger. Raskin accused Republicans of trying to divide the country and undercut the legal system. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Poor air quality from the Canadian wildfires affecting people as far away as the southern U.S. state of North Carolina. We'll get more on that story from Shelley Adler.
What the West Coast has been dealing with for years is an East Coast thing this week. Justin Mankin is a climate scientist at Dartmouth College.
It's actually depositing, you know, particulate matter at the surface in people's lungs, you know, and kind of generating the health burden that to date has been endured by the Western U.S.
And he sees a link to global warming.
We haven't had major wildfires in the eastern United States, and I think global warming, you know, really just primes the conditions for those types of fires to occur.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky condemning the actions in Kherson, that is, accusing Russia of shelling evacuation areas after a large dam was damaged, causing extensive flooding. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Following talks on Thursday at the White House, President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak held a joint news conference where, with Russia's invasion of Ukraine at the top of the agenda, both pledged to support Ukraine as long as it takes. In his comments, President Biden credited the British leader for his leadership in supporting Ukraine.
The UK and the United States, together with more than 50 partners, have committed historic levels of security assistance to Ukraine. And I want to thank the Prime Minister for his strong, strong leadership, contributing significant amounts of security assistance and training Ukrainian troops so they can effectively use the equipment and ammunition we've collectively provided them.
Sunak said it was important for allies to maintain a united front to send a message to Russia. Forecasters say an early bird El Nino has formed. We get more from the AP's Ed Donahue.
An El Nino is a natural, temporary, and occasional warming, a part of the Pacific that shifts weather patterns across the world. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says for the next few months, during the northern winter, El Nino will most be felt in the southern hemisphere. It hits hardest in the northern hemisphere from December through February, shifting the winter storm track farther south to the equator. The entire southern third to half of the United States, including California, is likely to be wetter in El Nino. It could heighten the risk of landslides. Forecasters say the Pacific Northwest and parts of the Ohio Valley could go dry and warm. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The leading suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway in Aruba is due in a U.S. court to face charges that he tried to extort money from the missing teen's mother. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has that story.
Yaron Vandersloot was flown to a jail in Birmingham, Alabama, scheduled to be arraigned in the morning for allegedly asking the mother of Natalie Holloway for $250,000 for her to learn where her daughter's body was left after she disappeared on a class trip to Aruba. Holloway's mother says she's overcome with mixed emotions. Vandersloot is facing charges of extortion and wire fraud. This flight to the U.S. comes about a month after an extradition agreement was reached with Peru. He's jailed there after confessing to killing a Peruvian woman in 2010, 5 years to the day after Holloway's disappearance. She's presumed dead, but her remains were never found. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And the U.S. government says it is suspending food aid to Ethiopia after finding that food supplies are being diverted from people in need. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.